Hello and welcome back once again for another RCS Live. And today we're talking about the brand new redesigned Zeta certification as part of the RCS Academy suite of products. We're very, very excited to launch this. As always, don't forget some housekeeping to get out of the way. You can always check out previous videos on our archive, rcsworks.com/rcs-live. We have over 150 videos of how-tos and tips and tricks and all that good stuff. So if you're curious about the Zeta certification and learning about that, we have other videos about other RCS academies on there. And of course, your everyday Zeta, Aquira, G-Selector, RCS Cloud, and so much more. And speaking of the cloud, I have some very exciting things to announce in the future for RCS Cloud. So keep it here on the RCS Lives. We'll be debuting some of those NAB features we talked about back over in April. Really excited to show that as well. And of course, we have our chat open. So if you have any questions for me or about the Academy, whatever it is, ask away. I'm here. We're on LinkedIn now, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So if you're curious, let me know. I have my question chat open here. Let's dive right into it and talk about the RCS Academy. So just as a refresher, if we go to rcsworks.com and go to the RCS Academy up here, you can see that we have a full suite of products. And the idea is that we want to give you resources to empower you. That's the idea. We want to make sure that you digest and learn this information, best practices, all of that. And so you can see we have G-Selector, Zeta, Aquira, and Zeta for Engineers. We talked about Zeta for Engineers in a previous RCS Live video. If Zeta is like the user-specific workflow, Zeta for Engineers is the admin behind the scenes, right? That config drop down over in Zeta. And so we always tell users, you can definitely take both. In fact, there's a bundle that gives you a discount if you want to get Zeta for Engineers certified and Zeta certified. Again, some great resources for you from G-Selector, Zeta, Aquira, and Zeta for Engineers. And each one of these, by the way, is great for your resume building as well. So if you would say I'm looking for a new prospective gig, or if you're having a new hire, this is a great resource for you. So this is my brand new Zeta certification. You'll notice it looks just like the previous RCS Academies. We have a very robust introduction to, in this case, Zeta. We talk about the automation product, the role it plays in the radio air chain. And then we dive into the Zeta layouts menu on air module. So a couple different updates from the Zeta certification perspective, right? So one of the biggest things is that this now includes versions from 5.20 through the currently unreleased 5.25.2. So all those modern features are now included in this Zeta certification program. And you can see as an outline, we have the introduction, Zeta layouts, menu in the on-air module, library module, metadata, logs, hotkeys, zPlayer stacks, audition, notes, and live metadata sends, single multi-track editor modules, advanced metadata module, clocks and reports, Zeta to go, and Zeta cloud. And finally, We take everything we did inside of this certification program and we work within Zeta itself. Those are live, real time. I'm just in there showing you, clicking around. We're voice tracking. We're using the multi-track editor all in real time. So essentially taking everything we've learned and applying it. And it ends with our Zeta certification final quiz. As always, each of these videos includes a knowledge check breakdown that has a final quiz attached to it. You must pass the final quiz to get to the next section. And if you find yourself failing the knowledge check, it's a good indication that maybe you should go back and probably rewatch some of those videos. So let's go ahead and dive in right now here. So you can see I'm going to grab the log module here. I'm going to grab the voice tracker and segue editor continued because that's one of my favorite ones to talk about over here. Each one of these lessons takes about roughly 45 minutes or so. Each video is somewhere in the ballpark between 7 to 10 minutes. And so if you imagine 7 to 10 minutes multiplied by the number of topics and lessons, and then of course, taking the final exam and the final quizzes and all that taken into account. So it should take you somewhere around, I think about 14 hours or so. So it's definitely, there's a lot of stuff that you can definitely learn from the RCS Academy. It's pretty dense. Also notice here too, we have supplemental materials. So one of the new features we have is multi-site voice tracking. That's one of the new features we included in the brand new Zeta certification program. And if you expand on this window here, you can see that we adjust the volume here. There's even closed captioning for English subtitles. And of course, I can expand this window and make it nice and big. So I thought for right now, it's always weird from my perspective because I'm talking here, talking to you, and I'm going to go expand this and play this video of literally me talking to you as well. So be aware. So this is going to be one of the examples here. I'll play this for about a minute or so, and then we'll take the knowledge check together and talk about some discounts for the new RCS Academy. So here we go. Now that we've properly outlined the voice tracker workspace, let's go ahead and edit an existing voice track using the Segue Editor icon. Remember, the voice tracker and Segue Editor are essentially the same window, either in record mode or edit mode. Also note the name and timestamp associated with the voice track. This can be customizable within the configuration, system, voice track, and quick record subtab, as well as options to define how long Zeta will keep a voice track after it has aired and a duration warning to protect the system in case a user forgets to stop an ongoing recording. You don't want a 2-hour long voice track taking up resources. Since we're editing an already recorded voice track transition, we're working within the now labeled Segue Editor window. Users can left click and move the voice track or the third track left or right. However, the first will be locked as we're editing the transition between track 1, 2, and 3. Some behaviors to note. Notice how we move the voice track over the tracks and there's a dynamic red line dip as we move the voice track left and right. This is showcasing that this Zeta system has auto ducking enabled. Ducking is a radio feature that allows one element to temporarily fade down or decrease volume when another asset, typically a voice track, is played over it. This way, a talent's voice is not fighting with a loud musical element. This can be enabled by default, manually added, or disabled, and Zeta also includes how many decibels Zeta will decrease the volume.
So there you go. That's an example here. Just a quick little 2-minute kind of example of one of the videos, what it looks like. Again, the volume, subtitles are there as well, and this is really important for some international users. I'm going to then click on this knowledge check right here. So the idea is that I watched that video. I'm now going to take the knowledge check. And again, every knowledge check is randomized. Every answer question pulls from a pool bank. And so no two users can take the same exact knowledge check, final quiz, or final exam twice. So let's go ahead and work together here, right? So let's see. A voice tracker is adjusting a previously saved voice track or moving a small portion of the middle of the voice track via the Segue editor. In regard to the logs, module, and transition, since they made a change to the saved voice track, what they needed to do? This is directly referenced in that particular video. So the idea here is that since, let's read these events though. No action is needed despite editing the transition. Yeah, that's a no. Since Zeta features a log event GUID, and because the user edited an existing voice track transition, we'll need to use the Segue editor and fix the heads and tails of the transition by editing a voice track that it requires users to confirm new transition. That's right. Now, for time purposes, you can see here, Zeta requires user re-record their voice track. No, that's not right. Zeta requires user to re-record their voice track. That's not right. So that's the answer there. Remember, we're building best practices here. So you notice what this is telling you here, and to make sure you digest and reinforce this, is that, hey, if you go back, you can make a change to a transition. Just go back and fix it when you're done, right? That's what that point is there. As a further reminder, while working within the voice tracker or Segue editor, if a user defines a trim in or trim out mark, Zeta will display a red area representing the section of the audio that will be skipped or not played. However, with Zeta's non-destructive audio marks, the red outline section is not actually deleting or damaging the recording. That is true. Absolutely true. In regard to Zeta voice tracking, if you have ducking and other voice tracking features enabled by default, although Zeta to Go will not display the ducking behavior, once saved, Zeta will respect the desired voice track marks. And if you open the transition via the Segue editor, you will see that Zeta has applied the appropriate marks, like the corresponding ducking levels. Guess what? Best practices. That's true. While working with the voice tracker or Segue editor module, if you leave dead air or gaps between tracks, Zeta will not flag the transition, nor will it notify the user by displaying a yellow warning at the top of the Segue editor. The not flag, yeah, no, that's false. So it will flag it. So I believe that's a false there. While working within the voice track module, select all of the correct volume point marker statements. There are multiple answers. Okay. Where a user right-clicks to insert volume point, Zeta will add a volume point based on your cursor's location. That's correct. Zeta will include a default volume point in the track. That's also correct. Users can edit an existing volume point by left-click and dragging the highlighted volume point. Guess what? That's correct. And what do you think? Users can remove volume point by double-clicking on the desired volume point. That is also, guess what? Correct. Again, notice the best practices and behaviors here. We want to encourage you that you could do all these things, right? So finish this quiz. Let's get our results over here. Hopefully it's 5 out of 5. And then from there, 5 out of 5 points, 100%. And we keep on going to the next location. So as you can see, it's a really, really great course to get you. If you've never seen Zeta before, you can see it for the first time. If you're an intermediate user, kind of fills into those nooks and crannies. And if you're an advanced user, it breaks down some of those advanced capabilities, those modern features that are now available in 520 and above based on the previous Zeta certification program. And by the way, if you are an engineer, don't forget about the bundle. You can save by getting both Zeta for Engineers and Zeta. We give you a discount on there. And speaking of discounts, if you are a current enrolled Zeta Academy user, or if you already completed the certification program, we wanted to make sure you make your life easy. So just so you know, if you wanted to upgrade from your current Zeta to Zeta certification, we're giving you a very limited one-time only current learner enrolled for $100, $99. You can upgrade to your Zeta certification, this 2.0. Again, it includes some modern features like multi-site voice tracking. And then on top of that, it's also got all those modern features, let's say the virtual events, embedded cue points, things that are in 5.20 and above. Those are now included in the Zeta certification as well. So if you have already completed the first Zeta certification and you want to take the second one, email academy@rcsworks.com. Let us know if you're interested in the $99 one-time upgrade, and we'll get you that discount code for you specifically. So again, academy@rcsworks.com, or whoever you know your RCS contact is, and we'll enroll you into the Zeta certification for $99. Pretty cool, right? And of course, don't forget all the suite of Academy products with G-Selector, Zeta, Aquira, and Zeta for Engineers. The idea here is that I want to build this foundation so that I can go to, let's say, more advanced workflows and topics, programming, whatever you want to call it. And then you can reference those in the RCS live videos to further your RCS knowledge of RCS products. So pretty cool stuff, right? We're very excited for this. So again, a brand new Zeta certification program out right now. You can also save on the bundle. If you want a one-time discount upgrade for $99, email us academy@rcsworks.com. Otherwise, check out G-Selector, check out Aquira. And as always, when check out past videos, they're online for you over at rcsworks.com/rcs-live. Thank you so much. I'll see you in a couple weeks for another